American setter Tom DeLeon. WBZ Sports Time, 19 and a half after 6 o'clock.
Okay, fellas, hit it.
199 years ago, a band of Bostonians made history by holding a tea party. Now, Geno's calls upon all citizens of Boston to attend another party, a Boston hamburger party. Geno's has reduced the price of its hamburgers and cheeseburgers to help you fight inflation and keep the music going.
Wait a minute. Everybody is raising prices. Now, I may just be a fife player, but it sounds like something's wrong.
Yeah. Not so. A Geno's hamburger is now only 25 cents, a cheeseburger, 30 cents.
You reduced the size of the burger.
Not 1 ounce, sir.
A smaller bun, maybe?
Wrong again. The only thing we've reduced on our 100% all-beef hamburger is the price.
A revolutionary idea.
Yeah.
Strike up the band.
Give me liberty or give me a Geno's hamburger.
Down with the king and prices.
That's the spirit. Rebel against inflation. Come to Geno's Boston Hamburger Party. Bostonians, your forefathers would be proud of you.
Yeah. Come to Geno's Hamburger Party at 1093 Broadway, Route 1, Saunders, and kick inflation into the bay.
That guy hears you talking like that, he's going to come after you with a big stick.
Or a six-pack.
In Brookline yesterday at the U.S. Pro Tennis Championship, Stan Smith was beaten, the top seed knocked out by Japanese national champion Jun Kamawazumi at Longwood before a crowd of 5,000. Chrissy Everett won down in Newport. Now, Gaminella comments on sports.
Roger Murat has been somewhat of an enigma, even when he won 13 games and lost only two last summer. Being left-handed might have something to do with it, but Murat is not a flake in the tradition of Vinegar Bend Mizell, Bo Bolinski, or Bill Lee. They said bad things about Murat. He couldn't throw anything except smoke and didn't care about learning such things as curves, change-ups, and sliders. It was also said, correctly, that Murat may have lacked the stamina to be a starter. He failed to finish 10 of 15 games he started last summer. Of course, Murat is just 24 years old, and that's only advanced adolescence for some pitchers. Yesterday, the lefty was brilliant again, and for the second time this season, he just missed a no-hitter. The fans, of course, knew all along that Murat could win. They accused the Sox brass of mismanaging another pitcher. Even this summer, Darryl Johnson didn't know exactly how to use the flame-throwing southpaw. Murat has made it easier for the manager. The kid deserves to see the ball every fourth day, even if his curveball doesn't remind anyone of Whitey Ford's and his slider occasionally comes in fat and flat. Murat has always held promise of being a star. More and more, it's beginning to look like the promise is being realized. I'm Guy Manillo.
That's the BZ Sports. I'm Gil Santos. I'll have some more at 6:45. At that time, we'll hear from Darryl Johnson, Red Sox manager, on Rogelio Murat's performance yesterday. Carl?
Quite so. It is now just 22 minutes, 22 seconds past 6, WBZ time, here on the Girl to Sue show. And a nice day seems to be blossoming there. There's a little high haze, but we expect it to be sunny in the 80s today. And there may be some patchy fog forming tonight. But we do expect, on the other hand, that the sunshine will be back again tomorrow. Maybe a little more humid, but just lovely. For flying.
Delta is ready when you are.
Delta is ready when you are.
Delta is ready to fly.
And Delta Airlines is ready to wine you and dine you like never before. With steak and champagne flights to Miami and Fort Lauderdale. A superb steak for everyone. Free champagne for adults. In tourists, too. On our brunch, lunch, and dinner nonstops to Florida's Gold Coast. You'll like our nonstop champagne night coach at 10 p.m., too. You get free champagne with your snack. The night coach fare, still just $85. And you'll enjoy Delta's Wide Ride 727 jets to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, too. So next trip, come fly and dine with Delta.
Delta is ready when you are.
WBZ Sports. Weekends, go behind the sports scene with Bob Wilson.
This weekend, we'll be visiting with the only man who plays for the Boston Red Sox, the Boston Celtics, and the Boston Bruins. And we'll also be chatting with the longtime voice of the Boston Celtics, BZ's Johnny Most. Plan to listen.
Shall I tell you the secret of who the fellow is that plays for all those people? Well, it's John Kiley, the organist. That's right.
Whether you like it or not, summer's almost over. And whether your children want to or not, they've got to go back to school. Of course, that means new clothes, shoes, school supplies, lots of things. Things that add up to a lot of money unless you can save on everything you need. Not just a few hot specials. So if you want to make ends meet, shop at J.M. Fields for back to school. J.M. Fields has hard-to-beat discounts on blue denims, sneakers, calculators, and filler paper. J.M. Fields has super low prices on bikes and stereos, bedspreads, beds and sheets, toasters and irons, alarm clocks and desks, electric hair dryers and footlockers. J.M. Fields has big buys on curtains and crayons, desk lamps and gym bags. It's simple arithmetic. Watch your dollars, buy more of everything at J.M. Fields. If you're short of cash, use their convenient layaway or credit plans, or use your MasterCard or Bank AmeriCard. You never get a hassle. So shop with complete confidence at J.M. Fields. Count on them to make you happy.
Well, let's talk to our dieting brethren and sistren. Been able to get out there on the beach yet? Been waiting all summer long to sneak into that bikini, huh? Well, they were making jokes about me getting into a suit, which I haven't done yet, on the beach. I did not want to cause prior concern among the police departments on the beach patrol. Anyway, at least I'm not as bad as the one fella I saw. When he puts on a bikini, you can't tell he's got it on.
A man in Cerritos, California, recently discovered a cure for nagging backache in a very unexpected place, a Volvo showroom.
I was recuperating from spinal surgery, and I found I couldn't drive my old car without developing a backache. Then I read how the front seat of a Volvo was designed by a man with a bad back. So one cold, rainy day, I took my aching back to a Volvo dealer.
The front seat of a Volvo is orthopedically designed to keep your body comfortable. It's infinitely adjustable. And to ease the tension of long drives, has a lumbar support that adjusts from soft to firm.
I test drove the Volvo on the freeway and over rough side streets. Believe it or not, after a few miles, my back felt better. By the time I returned to the showroom, the pain was gone. Needless to say, I bought the cure.
The Volvo seat, standard in every Volvo, except our 164, where it's a little more than standard, because it's faced in leather. Take a test sit today.
Well, by the way, test drive a 74 Volvo at your nearby Volvo dealer soon. There are loads of them nearby. It's 27 minutes past 6 WBZ time, Carlos is here, and I was thinking again of the dieting thing. But just remember, all of you, all a do-it-yourself fella needs to make himself a bay window, really, is a knife and fork.
Where are you, Daddy-O?
Well, I'm glad you are, honey.
And here they are again, your Wedding Veil wine singers.
There's a wine so soft and fragrant from the valley of the Rhine. It's Wedding Veil, so fresh and light. It's Wedding Veil wine. With a taste that's bright and lively and a bouquet of the vine. That's Wedding Veil, so fresh and light. It's Wedding Veil wine.
Do you take this wine to be your fine companion through your meal?
I do, I do, I do.
Do you take this wine with fish or fowl, or beef or ham or veal?
I do, I do, I do.
Look for the veil around the bottle. That's a very certain sign. It's Wedding Veil, yes, Wedding Veil. It's Wedding Veil wine.
Wedding Veil, a white wine imported from Germany by Austin Nicholson Company, New York, New York.
Together. Together, we can make it better.
Volunteering doesn't have to be licking envelopes and answering telephones. Can you work for lower rent, help in urban planning, teach sewing? We'll have you doing what you're best at for someone who really needs it. Give your best to Boston by calling the City Corps at 722-4395.
Together, we can make tomorrow's history a little bit brighter. WBZ Radio 103.
Thank you.
Well, if you can sing happy birthday to that, it would be an appropriate time to do it. Today is Carl Yastrzemski's birthday. It seems to me that after yesterday's performance, he deserves having a party.
WBC.
Yes, and this is the place to be here. On the Carl DeSue Show. Oh, there he is. Good morning. And Joe Green will be reporting from the BZ Copter this morning on WBZ Boston Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting. And next with news here, Gary LaPierre.
All right, sir. Right now it's 64 degrees in Boston.
Has the carapace formed?
No. But I did, I just got the official word from Norm MacDonald, who breezed through the newsroom. And I said, Norm, give me a quick one line. What's the forecast for today? It's delightful.
That's our norm.
I'll accept that. This is the 6:30 BZ report. Indictments will be handed down today, probably by noontime, in connection with a fraudulent driver's license ring being operated statewide in Massachusetts. WBZ News has learned that District Attorney Garrett Byrne will request the indictments today from the Suffolk County Grand Jury, and according to our sources, at least four people will be indicted. Those indicted reportedly include two registry inspectors and a former employee in the registry who has been a top aide to another high state official. These licenses, according to the DA's investigators, are being sold for an average of $500 apiece to non-English-speaking residents who couldn't pass the driver's test. One license reportedly was sold for $1,600. The indictments will be handed down today. The Ford administration may be asking Congress soon to raise federal taxes on gasoline by as much as 10 cents a gallon in a move to fight inflation and conserve energy. The Los Angeles Times reports this morning that the White House believes such a move would cut consumption by as much as 5%, putting pressure on the oil-exporting countries to lower their prices. Greek Cypriot police hunting for the killers of U.S. Ambassador Roger Davies are holding an unidentified man today in connection with the anti-American riot that led to the shooting of the diplomat. The snipers who killed Davies earlier this week are believed to be members of a guerrilla organization seeking union with Greece. The BZ News time is 28 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Way back in 1881, Clicquot Club put its first soft drink on the market. It was an instant favorite. Why? Because all along, Clicquot Club knew that when it comes to making something great, you can't cut corners. And the high standards we set back in Granddad's day are the same ones we're using today. We start with pure spring water, add a lot of rich fruit flavor, and top it off with sparkling carbonation. It's a perfect blend that gives real character to our ginger ale, orange, cola, root beer, and others. So if you want a little taste of what it was like back in the good old days, pick up some Clicquot Club today and get back to taste. Clicquot Club, more than just a cold drink.
Now it's time for the BZ Morning Team Entertainment reporter, Pat Mitchell. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Gary. I want to talk this morning about a film that's creating a lot of controversy in town. It's called The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz. Now, what's the controversy? It seems that people are either loving or hating this film. There's not much middle ground. The reason is that some are finding it anti-Semitic, and others are finding it hilarious. Well, I'm going to say right off, I'm not prepared to judge it as a Jewish film, because I believe, like the ads say, there is a little bit of Duddy Kravitz in all of us. His struggle from poverty to property seems to me to cross all ethnic lines. You know, he does step on a lot of innocent people to get on the way up, but so do a lot of people in American society. And while some critics are hailing this as a comedy, I found The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz to be the great American tragedy. Now, that's not a negative, by the way. I did like the film. It's original, it's well acted, well directed, especially Richard Dreyfuss, who gives a lot of likable life to a very unlikable character. And I talked with him in Martha's Vineyard last week, and he personally does not feel the film is anti-Semitic. But he does realize that the kind of boy he portrays is a little too familiar to be very funny. Because, you know, what makes Duddy Kravitz claw and cripple and scratch his way to success is still a memorable story. It's making an entertaining film, and the controversy is not going to hurt its box office either. Gary?
All right. Thanks, Pat. Now it's time for BZ Weatherman Norm MacDonald with the forecast.
As far as the rest of today's weather is concerned, looks like another delightful day, mostly sunny, warm in the 80s, not far inland, but in the 70s, right along the shore. and down over the Cape and Islands. Light easterly wind up to about 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Then tonight, looks like patches of fog forming again along the coast and down over the Cape. Lows in the 60s, but that sunshine is going to return again as the sun rises around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And again, the highs tomorrow will be in the 80s, a little bit more humid on Friday. And the outlook for Saturday is for lots of clouds and a good chance of showers developing. And wouldn't you know it, that's the weekend coming up.
All right, Norm, right now it's 65. The top story at this hour, indictments will be handed down today, probably by noontime, in connection with the fraudulent driver's license ring being operated statewide in Massachusetts. That's the 630 BZ report with portions recorded. I'm Gary LaPierre, WBZ News. The BZ News time is 635, and we now present a BZ editorial by our general manager, Bill Cusack.
We've been getting all kinds of follow-up on last week's inflation editorial. One of the best starter ideas came from an East Weymouth man who feels that the media should do more to spotlight the causes. There's still a good deal of disagreement even on that subject, but no doubt one of the places we've all been hit hardest is in the price we have to pay for food. A typical grocery package that cost $30 back in the summer of 1972 would have cost you $34.17 a year ago. Today, you'll have to pay $39.63, an increase of 32% in just 2 years. And naturally, we all ask, why? Well, there's been a surge in food prices all over the world in the past 2 years. A higher standard of living has upped world demand. And back in 1972, bad weather led to disastrous crop failures around the globe. Weather problems have continued to plague us here at home this year. Too much rain back in the spring, a serious drought after that. Beyond the harvest, high gas prices mean it costs more to transport the food. In the store, the same high power costs we pay at home jack up the expense for necessary refrigeration. Wages have gone up for workers here as everywhere else. And you and I pay for all this at the checkout counter. So what's the answer? Part of it, obviously, is to expand food production around the world, if the weather will cooperate. As shoppers, there's common advice from store officials and several of you in our audience. Read labels, shop carefully, and don't waste. And if you have any other ideas, let's hear them.
All right, it's 23 before 7. At quarter of 7, Gil Santos will give you all of the Thursday morning sports.
You better be reading labels from now on, just as I've been telling you.
Oh, I'm
watching those prices.
Right. I watch
you got the word from above.
Keep watching them go up, that's all I do.
Good morning. Well, argue about it. Spit. I mean, go in there, seize them by the hair, and so forth. The way I do. Of course, you won't be able to shop there anymore, but that's all right.
I have enough problem with those women with the shopping carts. They can be dangerous.
Oh, listen,
get the manager
we have
the
a little
there.
Game on, especially Thursdays. Thursdays is baddie day. This is run the mail through day in the supermarkets. You want to say any more about it since you're a food shopper, a supermarket freak? Huh? You're not going to say another word. Chicken. Meanwhile, we'll continue here with the Carl Basu Show. Good morning. 22 minutes before 7, WBZ time. His old blue eyes.
In the night.
This is young blue eyes.
Exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strange.
have a special report, Gary. What is it?
Yeah, we just got a word from the state police. They need some help to warn the people. We've got a jackknife trailer truck on Route 95 northbound. This is about 4 miles short of 128. Is that correct? I don't know exactly what town that would be in, but it's on the South Shore, down near Foxborough. Yes? Okay. I'm getting my information slowly but surely here. Okay, around the Foxborough area, Route 95 northbound, 4 miles before 128, a jackknife trailer truck, and he's in the high-speed lane. Traffic is already backed up. Avoid it, and we'll have more from Joe Green at 7 o'clock, okay?
All right. I'll be happy to contact Joey for you.
Since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. A glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night.
One of every three people suffers some symptoms of hemorrhoids, and I've found how several outstanding doctors have obtained successful results with Preparation H. In many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from the occasional pain and itching of hemorrhoidal tissues. Then Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. Use Preparation H only as directed. There's no other formula like Preparation H. Doctor tested, Preparation H.
'Tis 18 minutes before 7, WBZ time. Carl D'Souza here. Good morning to you out there. Another good morning coming up. It's now 65, and we expect it to be in the 80s again today. And we'll have some fog tonight, but it'll be up in the 80s again tomorrow. For the weekend, however, Norm MacDonald is not too optimistic, but we'll have that full story for you just in a little while, momentarily, in fact. Speaking of stories, there's a corker on the wires this morning from Saratoga Springs, New York. It seems that a lady there, a woman there, wants President Ford to keep on swimming and to keep in shape. Her name is Doran Rubel of Saratoga Springs, and she has opened a bank account to raise money for him to get a new White House pool. You see, President Ford has already said that he will not ask Congress to approve funding for a new pool. You know, the old one was covered over and they made a press room out of it in the White House. So he said, no, we will not do that. But anyway, she said, well, she'd like to have him keep swimming, and she knows how much he misses his pool at Alexandria in the old house. And, he apparently still goes over there and pays a visit now and then, has a dip. But in any case, she'd like to have him have a pool in the White House, so she started a bank account to raise funds for it. I think that's a nice gesture. Certainly, lately, the White House pool has been something else, and I wonder which reporter won it this year.
You've heard about your Ford dealer's Late Late Show, the best clearance sale in town. Well, if you're looking for the best deal in Boston, you'd better check out Nasser Ford in Lawrence, because they've got a problem. Over a half mile of cars. That's right, if you lined up all their new 74s bumper to bumper, the line would stretch for over half a mile. Now, if you were a Ford dealer and had a half mile of 74s and had to make room for the 75s, wouldn't you be willing to cut your prices to the bone? You bet you would. So Nasser Ford in Lawrence has your car, from Pintos, Mavericks, and Mustang 2s to LTDs. series. Yes, Nasser Ford's Late Late Show is the best show in town. It's a problem for them, but a great opportunity for you to pick up a new 74 Ford at fantastic savings with only 15-minute delivery. And you can get great year-end savings on trucks, too, from pickups to tractor trailers. So drive on in. Nasser Ford is on Route 28 in Lawrence, just 2 minutes north of Route 495. Come see Nasser Ford's half mile of Fords.
I haven't given you the last word on dieting this morning yet. I realize that some people just have a terrible time counting calories, but you notice they have the figures to prove it.
Carl Seuss, WBC.
So saying...
The O's Luncheonette.
Hi, this is the office of Mr. Ron Rader, the famous consumer advocate. Could you please deliver 10 containers of yogurt for Mr. Rader and his staff?
Sure.
Thanks.
Delivery, here's your yogurt.
That was quick.
Yeah.
What, are you crazy?
What?
This yogurt has preservatives in it.
So?
Preservatives for a man who blows his own glasses?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take it back.
Leo's, here's your yogurt.
Leo?
Huh?
No, no! This has artificial color in it.
Yikes.
You cannot give artificial color to a man who weaves his own seatbelt.
I didn't think...
Take it back.
I'll be back. Now, back again. Now, this is Dan, and it's natural, no artificial anything.
Leo.
Yeah?
Good work.
Cancel that 6,000-page exposé on the deceptive delivery practices of Leo's Luncheonette.
Huh?
Dan, the fresh one, it's only natural.
I tell you.
Natural Dan.
It's for us discriminating clientele.
Man who weaves his own seatbelt.
Well, I'm a fellow who picks his own lint. Paragon Park Bargain Days, ride all afternoon, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for $2.50. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings for $3. That's Paragon Park, Nantasket Beach.
WBC Sports!
Congratulations, Carl. You have now... have now come up with the worst line I've ever heard in my life.
What's wrong with that?
You were tied for second before, but now you're all up there by your onesie.
I've got the big wooden medal. Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
With a seagull splotch. All right, this sports report brought to you by Narragansett Beer. When you think of all the good things about New England, you've got to include Narragansett. It's our own New England beer, and here is our own Gil Santos.
Say it with such feeling and conviction.
Yes.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning,
Sex.
Everyone. Rogelio Moret smoked his way to a brilliant one-hit, 12-strikeout win over the White Sox at Fenway Park yesterday. Before a crowd of better than 32,000, the Red Sox won the ball game 4-0, beating Wilbur Wood for the first time this season. The big story, of course, was Moret. The skinny left-hander was in command all the way. He had a no-hitter going into the seventh when Dick Allen spoiled it with one out. An infield grounder went by Moret. Doug Griffin stopped it but could not make a play. Allen beat it out. It was a base hit. No doubt about that. There wasn't exactly a frozen rope job, but it was a hit. Nevertheless, Moret, whose dozen strikeouts were a high for him, walked only two. His crackling fastball had the White Sox waving futilely all day long. Manager Darryl Johnson thought Moret's curveball played a big part in the pitching gem.
Well, he threw strikes with his breaking ball today, and actually it was accumulation of all of his pitches. He was sharp with his fastball. He threw the breaking ball for a strike, and certainly you have to do these things to pitch the way he did today.
The Red Sox scored their first run in the fourth inning. Juan Benitez singled, then a la the Dodgers of the days gone by, stole second, went to third on a pass ball, and scored on a sacrifice fly. Bob Montgomery singled across Doug Griffin with another run in the fifth, and rookie slugger Jim Rice got his second major league hit, a screaming double off the wall, knocking in two more in the eighth. Last night on WBZ's Calling All Sports, Guy Manella asked Darryl Johnson why Moret had spent a good portion of the time this season in the Red Sox bullpen before getting into the starting rotation.
Guy, there was nothing deliberate. I had a need of a left-hander and a bullpen early in the year, which I didn't have. Bob Villa was down in AAA baseball at the start of the year, as you well know. I don't think that there was anything planned on this type of thing. Everything just works out. Everything's going along fine. Rogers fitted in just super in all of his spots and so forth, and his pitching is improving all the time.
The Red Sox are idle today. The Pennant Express goes rolling along. The Red Sox lead by 6 over Cleveland, 6.5 over Baltimore. The Orioles dropping to third. They lost to Texas 5-1. Milwaukee 5, Oakland 3, California 2, Detroit nothing, Texas 5, Baltimore 1, Cleveland 7, Kansas City 6, the Yankees 4, and Minnesota 1. In the National League, Pirates 4, Giants 2, Phillies 10, Reds 3, the Braves 5, and Cardinals 4, so the Pirates and Phils are only a game and a half out. Mets 10, Astros 2, Montreal 8, San Diego 7, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 5.
matter where I'm going, I remember where I've been.
My best friend's a major league second baseman. Travels all over. Says when he hangs him up, he's going to settle around here. Open up a restaurant. I say, no, thank you. The last thing we need is another restaurant called the Dugout or Home Plate. He just laughs and says, I better get your order in now, kid. We're going to get busy later on. He's like a lot of people I know. They love our food. And we've got the best beer to go along with all that good food. Narragansett. Nothing else like it. Narragansett. Our own New England beer.
So fill the glass, my friend, and talk to me.